Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, boy. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Happy Monday. It's the Monday morning after Kiss concert. And it was a great day, great night. All had a lot of fun. The show was fabulous. I think the fans had an excellent time.
Yeah.
Moms and daughters and dads and daughters and just such
amazing
a good
to
feel.
See.
But then again, there's Mikey V, who had to DJ an after party until 2 in the morning, and you just walked in. How's it going?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one way to explain it as tired, but what a day yesterday was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, God. It was like a feel-good day.
Yeah.
It really was.
Did you ever get your jacket back from Gail?
No, Gail took my jacket with
her.
So
that's gone.
It's gone for good, but... well worth it.
Yeah, and I'll never get my Mikey V hat back because
oh my
Winnie
gosh.
Threw it into the
I
crowd.
Can't believe
yeah.
that. Can you believe
now, she's bold, this one.
Okay, the little girl wanted it, and I didn't want it.
No, she did not care that the little girl wanted it. All she knew was she didn't want
yeah,
it.
She yeah, she needed to get rid of that thing.
It's amazing because at home, I asked my wife, Michelle, I said, hey, I want to borrow your Mikey V hat, which she just got a couple of days ago and loved it because I need to pull a prank on Winnie on stage because she's refusing to wear a Mikey V hat on stage. So I'm just going to present her one in yeah. front of the crowd, which I did. And then she took Michelle's hat and threw it into the crowd.
Okay. We all know I love Michelle so much, but I don't get it. Like, we'll get her a new one. He has a plethora.
They're hard to come by.
Yeah, I don't think he's got yeah, a big backstock. You know?
I'll pay for one.
It took a while to get the one I got.
Oh.
Like, for weeks, Mikey's like, yeah, I'm going to bring it in tomorrow.
She's paid.
I'll pay the whole $5 for
it. You're not paying for it. First of all, they're probably $35. So how was the after party at Memoir?
It was actually really good. It was a busy night. It was just like, it was a good continuation of Kiss concert.
Yeah. And how about my nephew, DJ Costa, the official house DJ at Kiss Concert?
Yeah,
yesterday.
He worked it.
It was
he did
really
some
good.
Long sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
It was a whole family event, I felt
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and we started Saturday night because we were with you at yeah. Memoir with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, the last 48 hours has been a blur, I think.
We've been all together.
Yeah, I never thought to ask you, Mikey, how Machine Gun Kelly was.
He's like a living rock star.
Yeah.
It was cool to have you and Lisa walk in. That was awesome.
We crashed a bachelorette party.
I was the only guy at a bachelorette party.
At one point, I was DJing and somebody said, Billy and Lisa got in with the bachelorette party. And I was like...
We did. They gave us wristbands.
Oh, yeah. And then we went right upstairs with the bachelorette party because they had bottle service.
Did they know who you were? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Some of them did and some of them didn't.
It was just like, we're doing it. We're going.
Yeah, you know what? The bride didn't, actually. I don't even think the bride is from around here.
They're
she's
Albanian.
From Albania.
Yeah.
And she's getting married in Albania, and they're all going with her.
Right.
So it was pretty wild.
Yeah, they were gorgeous. What a great group
of girls. Yeah, they were really nice.
Oh, that's going to be a fun wedding in Albania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never been to a bachelorette party before.
Sign them up.
There's a picture out there somewhere of all of us.
Oh, it's great. So our boss, Dylan, saw the picture that I posted. He goes, what's going on here?
Where can people see that picture?
Does it live somewhere? On my Instagram, actually. I will repost it because it was on my story at Lisa Donovan 108.
You know what we need to post, Lisa? The picture of you, me, and Michaela from TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys are on TikTok, Michaela Nogueira, she is from the area, and she's like a huge makeup star on TikTok, and she was sitting front row, so me and Lisa had to go say hi.
Oh,
she was
here.
So sweet.
I'll send it to you right
we'll
now.
We'll definitely post that.
And that's what's so cool about Kiss Concert is there's so many people there.
Oh,
whether
God.
They're TikTok stars, whether they're artists, whether they're just local people. It's always everybody comes together for one big show.
Well, it's funny. I think I'm going to play this coming up in the entertainment, but I sat down with Gail backstage, and she was very cool, and she had just been in Boston recently, and she talked at length about how special the Kiss concert is, especially this year, which was primarily women.
Yeah.
And she said, we all get to hang out backstage and talk and maybe plan projects together because we all do the same thing.
Yep.
And it's rare for artists to be able to do that. It's usually your own concert.
And Lisa, I'm sure, but they have a cool group of girls. Like they're all their, like, best friends.
Yeah. It was amazing to see.
Yeah.
I loved it.
All I know was it Gail who walked in with the pink outfit?
Lauren.
Lauren Spencer-Smith. Yeah.
Walked in like with an orange crush kind of aura. Yeah. With the coolest pants I've ever seen. and then Leah Kate was wearing like those really cute little short skirts that were adorable. So.
And it's a happy atmosphere. The littlest things really impressed these artists. Like when they saw that they each had a Dunkin' Donut backstage with their face on it.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I've never had my face on a donut.
Didn't you eat one of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who did you eat? Gail? Was it Lauren?
I think it was Lauren's.
I think it was Lauren Spencer-Smith's donut. Yeah. but a lot of funny. And then Lisa and I and Winnie went out into the crowd, and that's where you really get a sense of how special Kiss concert is.
Because a lot of it was like their first concert, and you never forget your first concert as a kid.
Yeah.
And they made such cute little Kiss concert t-shirts for themselves, and it was really special.
It's funny that there were so many birthdays and like first shows, and every parent was like,
yeah,
this is my daughter's first show. This is my daughter's first show. And then you realize like, that was all of our first shows. Like what memories are made at Kiss concert?
If you grew up around here, for a lot of people, the Kiss concert was your first show. We noticed it right away, too early, when we went out into the parking lot to do some ticket upgrades. They opened the gates to the parking lots, and cars just started pouring in, and almost every car and SUV and minivan you looked at was loaded with families or their next-door neighbor's kids, and they're coming.
And they were all tailgating before the show, too.
Yeah.
They brought pizzas and just chairs, and it was awesome.
Like your son Max got to go to a concert with all of his friends.
All of his friends.
And by all of his friends, you mean all the girls that he had with him?
He had a lot of girls.
There was a big group, Are we going to tell the story what happened this morning?
Okay. Oh. All right, wait.
We gotta save it.
What I was doing this morning.
Yeah. I'm proud of Max.
well, maybe not after you hear this story. But yeah, we're gonna relive some of the backstage magic from Kiss concert yesterday. A lot of you folks were in the crowd, so didn't hear a lot of the backstage action.
Yeah.
So you can hear some of it this morning. It's all coming up in the entertainment report. So stand by for that.
Get your tickets now to the funniest film of the year. Minions, The Rise of Gru, only in theaters July 1st.
Ooh, the sweetest pie. Ooh, that's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite. The sweetest pie.
Real hot girl, me and Dua Lipa finna get the party lit.
Planet Fitness, Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning.
On Kiss 108.
Hey guys, welcome in. It is a Monday morning. It's going to be cloudy for the most part today, Lise?
Well, it's beautiful right now, but we'll see some pop-up thunderstorms later on.
Oh boy. I've got to host a golf tournament.
Yeah, you could have some delays. That siren's going to go off.
Oh boy.
Yep.
By the way, shout outs to Lazarus House in New Hampshire. That'll be the fundraising recipient of this evening, or rather today at the golf tournament. So here's how my day started. We got home late, had a drive home from Kiss concert. Finally got into bed, I think about 11:30. Set my alarm 15 minutes later than I normally would. I figured, hey, 15 more minutes.
Yeah, boss time.
You know the feeling, right, Mikey? And at about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang next to the bed, and you've heard my ringtone, right? It's loud.
Yeah, we were playing it at Kiss concert. Actually.
Yeah, with Charlie Puth. Apparently, it's a perfect C, or C sharp.
and he knows those things.
So my phone rings, and I'm like, is that my alarm? It doesn't sound like my alarm. It's my phone. So I said, oh, no, somebody's calling, and I'm like, uh-oh. So thinking I'm oversleeping, I pick up the phone. It's Lisa Donovan, and she says, my son Max is missing.
Yeah, so last night we left. I left before Max and all his friends, and they had gotten a ride home. So I didn't stay up. I went right to bed. So this morning I got up at like 3:45, and I just was like, you know, I'm just going to double check to make sure he's home and he got home safely. I walk into his room, and it's empty. Really? I mean, the, you know, he usually makes his bed. He's like one of those kids. So the bed looked like it had been slept in. His phone was charged, but he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I'm running around the house. Like, I went downstairs. I looked in, like, the TV room. Like, maybe just fell asleep on the sofa. So then I called Billy. And Billy's like, go outside and make sure he's not, like, asleep on one of the lounge chairs by the pool. And I'm like, oh, my God, what if he's, like, in the pool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, in the pool with someone.
With someone. Oh, or there was, like, a group of people. I still don't know what happened.
Again, last we heard, he's with a bunch of girls at his concert.
Yeah. And he was with a group. Yeah, there were guys there. Sure. There was a whole big group of kids, all his friends. But, So I called Billy. I was like, I was screaming. I'm like, I don't know what to do. He's not here. I'm screaming. Nothing. So.
And she's walking all over the house. Did you check this room? Well, why don't you? Is he in the attic? Is there something in the attic that he would go look for?
I was completely freaked out.
No, you don't understand. He's missing.
I said,
okay, let's just make sure we check and recheck every room.
Right.
And,
so.
And his phone was.
His phone, I started calling his phone, and then I heard something. So then I went upstairs, and it was plugged in. So I'm like, okay, this is getting weirder.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? He came home, and then I'm like, oh, my God, he came home and left again. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, or they just went for a walk somewhere.
Maybe he took the scooter.
Yeah, something. Like, your mind, like, and poor Billy. I had poor Billy on the phone with me the whole time. So luckily, I walked through Riley's room. Riley's at sleepaway camp. And my husband is at a work event, so he's in Connecticut. So it's only the two of us at home. And he was sleeping in Riley's bunk bed. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Like, were there people? Did people sleep over and then leave in the middle of the night? So I don't have all the details yet, but as
he could have sleepwalked.
He could have.
Does he have a history of sleepwalking?
He talks in his sleep a lot.
Oh.
Like, major conversations.
Okay.
So, I'll have to get to the bottom.
Or maybe a couple of people did sleep over, but then got nervous and called the house
and left.
Even right now, you don't know, right?
I have no idea.
You just saw that he's safe, and you're like, oh, I'm going to the radio station.
Right, and then I had to go to work.
So we got to get Max on the show this morning and get to the bottom of this.
That's the last thing he wants to do.
So not even awake.
I'm thinking he had a wild party. It wasn't as wild as Mikey V's, but...
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
I've never loved Woody so much in my life.
You're welcome.
Mikey V's party is still going on. Good morning, ladies.
Welcome on into the Monday show.
Wow. So we just had our Kiss concert, but I want to get this out right away. Talk about best summer ever. That's going on again. And this morning at 7:10, we've got tickets to the New Kids, and these are seats on the floor out at the TD Garden. So great seats. And then at 8:10, we've got Shawn Mendes tickets. And then you'll also qualify for the grand prize, 4 tickets for Shawn Mendes in a suite, thank you very much, at the Garden, $1,000 in cash and dinner at Guy Fieri's place. So that's pretty cool stuff. It's the best summer ever.
Bill, you're missing one thing.
What is that?
A night at Encore with a limo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, we
just had our night at Encore. Now it's your turn.
Oh, man.
Boy, did we ever.
Yeah, and maybe an after party at Mikey's house. We can just keep adding to it. You know? Anyway, Kiss concert yesterday, just fabulous out at Xfinity Center. We didn't get to do it for a couple of years. So Charlie Puth was back in town just a couple of days after his new song with Jungkook from BTS came out, and we talked about that project right here. You told me once that when you come to town, you always make it to Kowloon.
Oh, I went.
Last time? You already went this time?
Yeah, I went a couple days ago.
You know they're going to knock.
It is Charlie Puth talking.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
A lot's going on.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Let's just skip all the backstage stuff. Okay. We'll try to get to it next week.
Well, Charlie Puth does love going to the Kowloon, and he did go.
Should we let him finish talking about it?
You told me once that when you come to town, you always make it to Kowloon.
Oh, yeah, I went.
Last time? You already went this time?
Yeah, I went a couple days ago.
You know they're going to knock it down.
No.
Aha,
What happened?
No, they just did a big deal with a big developer. It's not going to happen for another year, I don't think.
They're knocking
they're
the
gonna
Kowloon
put up
down?
Condos and apartments and then a smaller Kowloon.
There. Ooh.
That's when my phone went off.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
You didn't know that?
No, I feel like they've been talking about it going away for years and years, but never does go away.
No, they have been talking about it, but this is a good thing for everybody. They're going to build condos and apartments, but there will be a Kowloon in one of the new buildings, but it's about a year away still.
So the Crab Ragoons are still coming.
Everything. Around. Crab okay, Ragoons.
The best. You know what? Crab Ragoons.
Yeah, we should have Bobby Wong come in, the owner, one of the brothers.
You know what's crazy? And I don't think I've ever talked about this. Frankie dated their daughter forever in high school.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, your brother
Frankie dated one of the Wong brothers' daughters?
Yeah. Nicole's her name.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Was it Andy Wong, Stanley Wong, Bobby Wong?
I'd have to ask Frankie. He'll actually be here in a little bit.
Oh, Frankie's coming in?
Yeah, he's broadcasting.
Oh, I was going to say, is Frankie back at the house?
When I left the
Did he join your party? Oh. Was he at the party in your bedroom?
Oh, did you bring Frankie in the group?
He was a...
Wow.
So Frankie is doing a show from here in a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, but he's 3 hours. His show's 3 hours behind, so he's going to be here for like 2 more hours.
This is inside information for the listeners. Anyway, yeah. Frankie is coming this way in a little bit.
Yeah, all I know is I'm skipping Kiss concert next year. I'm going right to Mikey's house. I'm going to move on here. I don't know exactly what we're going to have. This is weird. This happens every year at Kiss concert.
It does.
It's one of the biggest shows of the year nationally. And somehow we do all these incredible interviews backstage, and the next morning we never can find the interview.
I have good news. So Anthony, if you're listening, Anthony's one of our tech guys.
Yeah.
He's the man. He actually just sent me a Dropbox of all your interviews. So I will have
So an hour into the show.
I got it.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
But it's consistent.
It certainly is. There's never been anything more consistent.
If you want to hear a Kiss concert interview, do not listen at 6 a.m. on Mondays.
Yeah, let me just skip past all the Kiss concert stuff. The BET Awards last night, Diddy was given a Lifetime Achievement Award. Kanye was a part of that presentation in a very bizarre outfit. Now, should I ask, do we have a quick clip of Kanye?
I have Kanye.
Imagine that.
I don't know what he's
saying.
Have
Kanye at the BET Awards.
But we don't
can't
have our own show.
Any sound from Kiss concert. God, I love this place. I love it. There's no accountability. Like, it's a, well, yeah. Well, here's what you get in the morning, right? Yeah, whatever. Okay, I was at the after party with Mikey. So here's some of what Kanye said.
I took a little hiatus. I said I want to just, like, declare myself legally dead for a year.
Oh, God.
Nobody messing me. You know, just like, I'm just want to be off the grid and, you know, Puff is pretty persistent. But I had to think, bro, it's like people, they get amnesia. Like, I should never have Puff have to ever call more than one time. Any of us in this room, if Puff ever need us, we need to jump and be there.
When's he just going to bury himself?
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, he's gasping for air.
Full face mask, glasses covered from head to toe.
Winter ski gloves.
You couldn't see any part of him.
Yeah.
He clearly can't breathe.
Right. He's gasping.
He sounds like he's out of breath. Yeah.
Yeah. It's because of the face mask.
Was the mic inside the mask?
No.
Oh, it was outside. Yeah. Oh, wow. It was bad.
Also, he went on a hiatus. When was his hiatus? I feel like all we've heard about is him.
It's been like, 2 months he's been like working on his mental health, I'd say.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything musically.
A few months.
Right?
I'll give him that, yeah.
What was his last song, The Gold Digger?
No. I mean, remember he did that music video where he killed Pete Davidson?
Oh, yeah.
That was in like March or something.
Yeah, but that's different stuff. The he and Pete Davidson thing and the Kim Kardashian and the wedding. It's
all wild.
Yeah. Several stars spoke out against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Taraji P. Henson.
Guns have more rights than a woman. It's a sad day in America. A weapon that can take lives has more power than a woman who can give life if she chooses to.
Yeah, there's a lot of outrage out there. There were protests all over the country all weekend long. Here's some of what Janelle Monáe said.
In a world that tries to control and police our bodies, my body, and our decisions, my decisions. Supreme Court. I know we're celebrating us right now, as we should. Especially now, we must celebrate our art by protecting our right and our truths.
Little F-bomb there.
I love Janelle Monáe. She's so talented.
Lizzo just announced yesterday she's teaming up with Live Nation, donating a lot of money to the cause. Here she was.
I just got off the phone with Live Nation, and they agreed to match my pledge, therefore making it $1 million for Planned Parenthood and abortion funds.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
500 grand each. So that's what Lizzo's doing right now. There was a Justin Bieber sighting over the weekend, right, Lisa?
This is huge. So I guess he's been on a private island in the Bahamas trying to recover from Ramsey Hunt syndrome. But the thing is, we saw him and he was with Haley getting off the plane in L.A. He still doesn't look well.
Is he still struggling with the half of the face?
There was no emotion on his face whatsoever.
So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even his wife, Haley, didn't look great. I mean, they're going through a lot now.
Yeah, they really are.
It's an interesting story. Ben Affleck gets the dad of the year.
This is a good one.
He and J-Lo went to one of those high-end luxury car rental places like in Beverly Hills. You pass them all the time when you're driving around out there. And somehow, J-Lo was with him. Mm-hmm. And Ben Affleck somehow, and for some reason, let his 10-year-old get behind the wheel of a Lamborghini in the rental car facility. Mm-hmm. He smashed into a BMW.
Really?
He put it in reverse by accident and smashed it into the BMW.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture. I want to see if I can find video because I want to post it so bad.
Yeah.
He made it, and J-Lo's probably like, it's okay, honey. We'll just pay for it. Like, it's probably, for her, it's no big deal, you know? Yeah. She just turned in A-Rod's rock and is paying for the Lamborghini.
Yeah, they'll buy the Lamborghini. And, they'll make it like
and the BMW.
They're going to turn the cars into lawn ornaments. You know, planters out on the front, you know, a Lamborghini. God. This just in. Lisa, you're going to love this one. Mm. Anderson Cooper says Richard Gere is the one who made him realize he was gay. I guess Richard is so beautiful. And that's when everything just exploded.
Back in the day. Yeah. I love Anderson Cooper.
Was it Pretty Woman that did it for him?
He didn't say.
He said it was a man in uniform. I guess Richard Gere was playing.
Oh, Officer and a Gentleman. Maybe that was the moment it all kicked. Oh, with the song and everything when he lifts.
He was so handsome.
What's her name?
Deborah Winger.
Yeah. I think I have a sponsor. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, sir.
At least we have a sponsor.
We'll always have a sponsor. We might not have content, but we'll
imagine
have a sponsor.
That. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
By the way, if you're not in the studio, but as you look at Billy, there are so many pieces of paper. I don't know how you know what is what.
It gives me anxiety. Oh, he doesn't. That's the problem.
Yeah. A little bit later in the show, we'll get to the story about the woman sexually attracted to a fence. That's
a fence.
One of my lead stories this morning.
Big tease. And on the way.
And we're brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. You can visit the 99 Restaurants the day after the Red Sox win. And by the way, they won yesterday. And 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchased. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of your Boston Red Sox, waking up this morning in second place in the division, by the way. And there you go.
Pretty woman, I'm walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Please me.
In the morning.
Kiss 108!
Hey guys, welcome in again. It's the morning after Kiss concert. By the way, the phone lines are open if you want to call in. You're up early like we are and you're headed off to work or wherever, dropping kids somewhere. It's the last day of school, I think, for Boston Public School kids today.
Or the talkback mic is always open.
Oh, yes.
So if you're listening on the iHeart app, go to Kiss 108. At the top corner, there is a little microphone. Just please speak clearly, no swearing, and turn your windows up if you're in the car.
And for the first time ever last night on the countdown from backstage, we had a talkback.
Which was really fun.
So I love the talkback. So use the talkback or call 617-931-1108. We want your stories from Kiss concerts since we can't get any of our own. We had so much fun backstage. Like, am I lying?
Yeah, no, backstage was the most fun I think it's been in years.
Yeah, I had the V-Bros. Yeah. We had Tiff. We had Lisa. We had Winnie. We're all backstage having a ball. And none of it exists this morning. It's like it never happened. But you have to understand, again, 617-931-1108. We want your stories from Kiss concert. But this started for us Saturday night.
Yeah, we need to back up and start So we had a big event for the Kiss 108, on our staff and marketing, and which was super fun, that our boss Dylan put together at Mystique. So that we started there.
Yeah.
And then we didn't end there.
No.
No, we didn't. We started gambling. Billy kind of fronted us all $100.
That. Yep.
Whoa. I didn't get fronted $100.
You weren't there. You weren't there. You were in the DJ booth.
I was too busy working, making my $100.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Lisa never gambled. And had you ever done a slot machine ever?
I've done slots. I actually won once in Aruba.
Yeah.
$100 on a slot machine.
So I'm like, okay, here, $100 each. Let's all, we sat in slot machines next to each other.
Yeah.
And the free drinks were coming over. Yeah.
That's the best part about gambling there is they keep getting you
drunk. Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
That's why you want to throw 100 in all at once, because then you win, you lose, you win, and it lasts, and people come by and bring you cocktails. So Winnie's machine is hitting to some degree.
Yeah.
And mine keeps hitting. I wasn't winning a lot of money. Lisa's to my left, and... like it was in a drain, circling the drain.
But I was hitting for a while, and then all of a sudden it just ended. I was down to 50 cents.
And she kept complaining, oh my God, I'm such a loser. Like,
I was so upset.
I try to tell her, we're gambling with Billy's money. We're winning. Yeah. Like, it's not even our money. Let's just keep going. Yeah.
So then we leave, and I think Winnie was up about $80 from the slot.
You were up 80. Oh, yeah. I was up like 10.
But they cashed out, winning, which was great.
Yeah, Winnie's right away. We got to cash out. I've got $80.
Smart. I like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yes.
So then we go to the blackjack table. And,
we were at the $25 table.
Yeah, and Lisa's never played blackjack, and I'm standing over her shoulder, and Winnie... was there. She's like doing like $20 at a time. Lisa threw that. She had just, you know, she threw, I get, did I,
I think you gave
100?
Another 100, yeah.
And so she threw it in and got the chips. And Lisa started winning. You ended up winning how much?
We doubled. I won $200.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so cute though, because like me and Lisa didn't know the hand signals. So like we were trying to say like go, and then Lisa did like this, like the give me more, whatever.
Yeah.
So like the dealer was like, no, you don't want to do that. She goes, okay, yeah, I want to do that. It was like, the dealer was like, so like, you guys really have no idea what you're doing.
It was awesome.
I feel very bad.
I loved her.
Yeah. She was, what was Maggie?
Yeah.
What's her name? Maggie.
Yeah.
You guys made friends with the dealer.
No, but we sit down. And they switched the dealers on us.
Yes.
The second we sat, I said, this is a scam.
Yeah.
They saw us coming, and instead we got Maggie, and she was fabulous.
Yeah, she was great. So we all walked out with money.
Yeah.
So then we cashed out, and I'm holding like a thing of chips. Like, it was such a great feeling. Yeah. And then we went upstairs to
Memoir.
Because
I think that's when I walked by you guys. Remember, I said hi, and you guys jokingly were like, oh, we're going to come to Memoir and see you at MGK. And I was like... They're not going to come.
Oh,
And then I started DJing, and I remember getting a text like, Billy, Lisa, and the whole team were here.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, they're
no
really coming
up. No thanks to you, by the way.
We had to sneak in a side door. We said, no, we're with Mikey
and the broadcast. And yeah,
they said, get in the back of the line.
Get in the back of the line.
They were going to make us pay a cover, and I was going to go head for the parking lot. I was not paying to go see you.
But a shout out to this bachelorette party who saw us.
They got us in.
And she had extra wristbands. And she's like, you guys come with us. So she's giving us the wristbands.
Yeah, you have no clout over there.
I want to let you know. It's your nephew. So if you're listening right now, Buddy Costa is one of the main guys that works at the club. And I said, Billy's coming with Lisa and the whole team. Oh, they're all set. They'll be good.
Oh, my nephew long ago declared a loser. By the way, he was the house DJ for Kiss Country.
He blew it up. He worked it.
No respect, though.
No.
What do we have coming up?
We have Best Summer Ever. We've got New Kids on the Block tickets at Fenway Park. That's coming up, your shot. But first, we have a check on Bill's News.
Good morning.
From the Planet Fitness Kiss 108 studios. Now back to Maddie in the morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey guys, so welcome back to the show. It's the morning after Kiss concert. We're all struggling a little bit here this morning. Mikey, you worked until 2 a.m. and then you went home and had an after party there.
Yeah, and then I came straight here from that.
So what is that like?
It's tiring. It's tiring.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your brother Frankie, who was hanging out with us at Kiss concert, he's in the building here now.
He just texted me saying he's on his way.
All right. So he's going to do what, his San Diego show from here?
Yeah.
All right. It's a little inside business
Inside info right there, yeah.
Frankie's got his San Diego show. And then Tiffany was with us backstage all day yesterday.
It was a good feeling. I feel like we had the whole staff together, the whole Kiss 108 squad together.
And by the way, I want to thank the entire production staff, the work they were all doing backstage, including Tiffany, did a fabulous job. Smokin' Joe from the morning show.
Smokin' Joe.
Was back here in the studio taking all the feeds from backstage. Company did a great job, all the sales and marketing people. Great job. Kiss concert yesterday was fabulous. And now we move on to something new.
Yeah.
You like that transition there, Winnie?
I honestly felt it coming, and I'm glad that I knew that was coming.
Because normally you would jump in and say, dude, are you going to mention the new contest?
No, I felt it. I got it. Okay. I read it.
We're back to the best summer ever, and it's driven by Jeep. And all you have to do basically is listen and win tickets to all the best concerts this summer and qualify for a grand prize experience with Shawn Mendes. So here's what we've got right now for College 25. Two floor seats to see the New Kids Saturday, July 16th out at TD Garden. And this is the mixtape tour,
it
right?
It is, with Salt and Pepper, yeah. Rick Astley.
Salt and Pepper here.
Woo! I'm going. Are you going?
I may go, yeah. In fact, I'm trying to get Joey and Donnie to come into the studio when they're here for the big show.
So I need a picture with Donnie, so.
All right.
That happened.
July 16th, the TD Garden. All you've got to do is be caller 25 right now at 617-931-1108. And we need to point out, if you win the tickets, you qualify for the grand prize. I'll get to the grand prize once we get the winner on the line. You know what I'm talking
about?
That's
a little tease. I like that.
I want to kind of jump around here. You know what I mean? I don't know. Lisa, do you have a favorite story personally from yesterday? Well, besides the fact your son Max was missing this morning?
All right. But he was found, thank God. We were talking off the air. I think you were in the other room. For me, it was literally going out in the crowd and meeting all of our listeners who came to the show last night. It was overwhelming how cool it was to see, like, generations. Like, moms who used to come to the show are now bringing their kids and their daughters. And, like, it was just beautiful. It was I have to say, it was like such a feel-good moment being out there with everybody.
And so many of the parents came up and said, introduced their kids to us, saying this is their first concert ever, and our first concert ever was Kiss Concert.
Yeah.
God, it's got a history.
I really do feel like Kiss Concert's like the time when everybody makes memories growing up. So many first concerts, so many birthdays, so many celebrations.
Your favorite moment, Mikey?
My favorite moment, I said it yesterday, was when you guys – Billy and Lisa acknowledged my mom, Mommy B. She was in tears. When I was leaving that show, she was crying. So, like, you guys made her day. And for her just to be there and enjoy a show like that and to see Winnie throw her son's hat across the room, and it was a good time.
Yeah. I had to humble them.
Throwing Mikey B merch into the crowd. That's pretty big.
She also pissed off my wife since it was her hat.
I'm going to call Michelle after this show and have a little chat.
Wow.
I'd probably wait a while.
Yeah. Give it a minute.
There's a cooling off period.
Don't be calling Michelle today. All right? She's going to go out for a run looking for her Mikey B hat.
Bill, I told you, if you want to go take it back from the kindergartner, you could have. You didn't have the cojones to do that. That's not my problem.
But Mikey, you're right. That was a cool moment when Lisa reached out to your mom and she was crying. How many people was she with?
So it's funny because I was like, oh, bring her. She brought like seven people. So she had a good little like squad of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And seats right up front. So that's good. Mom just had a great day. Proud mom day.
Yeah, I really like that moment too.
Yeah.
And she had a big Mommy V like sweatshirt on or jacket on. It was a heartfelt moment. Yeah,
I'm going to guess Mommy V didn't come to the after party.
No.
Somehow, the first of the after parties.
Somehow she missed memoir.
Let's go to Danielle. Hey, good morning, Danielle.
Hello? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Did you get to Kiss Concert yesterday?
I didn't.
Oh, no. God.
It sounds like it was awesome, though.
Oh, you missed a good time. Yeah. It was like a giant family picnic. You know what I mean? It really was. But you're not going to miss out on the New Kids, Danielle. That's good news. So you get yourself a pair of tickets to see the New Kids coming to the TD Garden July 16th. That's the mixtape tour. So Salt and Pepper. There's someone else on that tour, too.
Rick Astley.
Oh, yeah. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Here we go.
So, Danielle, hold on, Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll get your information. And you're going to see the new kids.
I think Billy can be the opening act for the show. that was quality.
Hey, don't laugh, because the new kids, the last several times they were in town, asked if I would introduce them on stage.
I believe that.
So maybe we can make that happen at the TD Garden.
We should make that happen.
Yeah.
What happens if she wins the grand prize?
Ah, thank you so much, Winnie, for continuing the contest. Danielle, you also qualify for the grand prize. Are you listening, Danielle?
Well, I put her on hold. Since
okay.
Told me to put her on hold. I can take her back.
Take her back.
All right.
Danielle, we missed you.
Danielle, where'd you go?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I meant to tell you, you also qualify for the grand prize, okay? Are you ready for the grand prize? You get four tickets.
I don't know what it is.
Four tickets in the Kiss 108 suite at the TD Garden. That's for Shawn Mendes, August 6th. You get $1,000. Well, you don't get it yet. You get it if you win the grand prize.
I know.
And dinner at Guy Fieri's, okay? And a night at Encore Boston Harbor with a limo. Whoa.
Wow, that's a big hookup.
We could have used a limo after Encore the other night, boy. But hold on, Danielle, and we're going to get all your information now, okay? And have fun at the New Kids.
Thanks.
Maddie in the Morning.
Kiss 108!
Hey, guys. Welcome back. You know, we need to apologize. This happens every year, the morning after Kiss concert. You need to understand it's a long weekend. We had the free party. And by the way, I want to thank Dylan and the bosses for putting on a great party Saturday night. We haven't had a chance to do that and get together as a staff and as friends, so we wound up having a ball at Memoir and at Mystique and at Encore.
I feel like we all need a day to sleep.
Or a day away from each other.
I feel like we're all like a family right now, living in the same house. Like, you go to dinner and you're like, I don't know if I yell at you or hang out with you or be nice to you. Like, I just feel like we've been around each other a lot.
I went out all three nights this weekend, and I don't normally do that, and I'm feeling it today.
Guys, I actually had a Cosmo with Billy on Saturday night. I haven't had, you had vodka.
Two.
I had two. I know.
Yeah, I slid another one over.
He said I was stumbling.
She didn't even see it. I took the empty and replaced it with a fresh one.
And she just kept going.
It was you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how Lisa fell down the escalators.
Almost.
And then you had another drink with the Bachelorette party. The Bachelorette party, to me, was a definite highlight.
I mean, thank God for them, right? They got you into the club. They got you a wristband.
They hooked us up.
Yeah.
We showed up, right, thinking, hey, you know what? We're a big deal. It's Kiss Concert Weekend. Let's go see our buddy Mikey V at Memoir. We never get to go to the nightclubs.
I'm not taking the blame for this.
Couldn't get in.
Couldn't get in.
The entire morning show denied at the door.
That's not true.
It is true.
The Bachelorette party came up to us. Oh, my God, it's Billy, Lisa, Winnie, the morning show. And we're taking pictures. And they said, oh, we can give you wristbands to get in. And then we got in.
They're like, come sit at our table. And I'm like, nice of you.
And we did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening right now and you know somebody or you were a part of a bachelorette party that went to Encore on Saturday night, I want to talk
to you. Well, I have one of their numbers.
I posted the picture of Billy and I sitting with all of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have to see that.
I'll text Erica. That was the girl that I connected with.
Why would you have one of their numbers?
Because weird. She was nice enough to get us on the table, so I gave her tickets to Kiss Concert.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I can text Erica and maybe have her on later.
You were handing out Kiss Concert tickets on Saturday?
Listen, that's what you need.
Weekend.
That's what you need to know about us. We're all about giving.
Oh, my God. There is a picture of
I'm the only guy.
I need to explain what I'm seeing right now. Billy is big pimping. It is a bachelorette party with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 girls, Lisa and Billy. And I just love the fact that you guys would have not gotten into the club.
Yeah, they got us girls. Into your club. All right, they said, we don't know anything about Mikey V. Okay. And then the Bachelorettes came around.
And you know what's crazy? Is at 10:30, I said to them, okay, guys, I think it's time. We have to get up early. And they're like, we're not going anywhere. And Lisa was like, I'm like, my feet hurt. Lisa goes, well, mine don't. So we're going to stay. And I'm like, but I got to go. I could not hang with them. I literally left first.
I want to remind everybody, there was a time in Winnie's life where I was getting her bottles of champagne in the club.
He's holding on to one time like 7 years ago. It was one time. It was my birthday like 7 years ago.
We lasted longer than Winnie. Yeah.
They did. In my defense, I did go to that Silk R&B night at Big Night the night before, so I had to do like 24 hours and I only slept like 4 hours on to Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like on my second leg, But no, you did.
Sounds like an excuse if you ask me.
When you walk into Memoir, the nightclub, right, it's set up primarily for bottle service. Like it's all kinds of banquettes and tables, and each one has its own server.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like high endish, okay? We were the only ones without a table. We had to.
We were floating.
We were at the bachelorette table drinking their liquor. Am I lying, Lise?
You're not lying.
They said, oh, come over and get some
of
our liquor.
They were happy to have us.
Yeah. They felt bad for the morning show.
Oh, they felt so bad. They're like, you guys couldn't get in? Oh, my God, here's a wristband.
It was so humiliating, Mike. When I see my nephew, that little runt.
I remember when I told Billy, where you guys were in the casino. I was like, oh, buddy said you're okay, but it might be a little tough. And he's like, he wouldn't be around if it wasn't for me.
Oh, I invented that little run.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
Wait, I'm pulling up that text message before the show. You guys continue.
Okay,
buddy.
All right. Let's go to Carrie. She was at the show yesterday. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You went to Kiss concert.
So, yeah, it was my daughter Kennedy's first concert.
Oh.
And we went with my girlfriend and her friend. They've been best friends since they were babies, so this was an awesome experience for them. But I just wanted to do a shout-out to all of you because you guys were awesome. The concert was phenomenal, and I actually met Winnie. She came up to Section 8, took a great picture with me.
Nice to meet you, Carrie. Again.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a great time, but I just wanted to tell you about the experience that the girls had with Charlie Puth.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah. So we were leaving the concert, and this black SUV was kind of near where we were walking, and the girls were like, oh, I wonder who's in there. And just as they said it, the window came rolled down, and Charlie Puth waved to the girls like, made their entire night.
Wow, that's cool.
That is cool. He's my favorite. I love him.
I mean, think about that for a young kid.
So great.
Your first concert experience.
Yeah. And you see him.
My daughter Kennedy's here now. Say hi. Hi.
Hi, Kennedy. You enjoy the show, Kennedy?
Oh, it was very good.
Did you get
a blast, but yeah.
Did they get to shake Charlie's hand or anything, or?
No. He kind of just drove by slow, rolled down the window, and waved hi to the two girls. It was because they were the only ones in the area, so it was awesome.
That is cool. Awesome. What a great first concert. What a good mom you are.
Thanks.
Kids, you better behave yourselves for the rest of the summer, what mom just did for you. Thanks.
All right, guys, take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. That's funny. She was done with us.
I want to know where are they going this early. Where are they off to?
That's a good question. Maybe last day of school in Boston.
Oh yeah, you were saying there's one more random day
one if for Boston public schools.
Can somebody explain that? Yeah, why are they going to school today and then they're done?
Sometimes it has to do with snow days.
Remember
too.
They had a couple of days off because they had a random day off that wasn't snow related. Wasn't it was it heat or something? Wasn't they like a heat wave?
Regardless,
like
nothing's going to get done today. They're just going to show up.
Yeah, but they have to do the 180.
They do.
You got to do the 180 days.
Yep. Oh, God. Let them have the day off.
Oh, okay, Bill. Did you even finish high school?
What the hell? No. In fact, it was prep school. Thank you very much. And that's a prep school you couldn't have gotten into.
It's getting dicey this morning.
Because it doesn't exist anymore?
No, it was all boys.
Hey, I can grow my beard out.
That's right, you can. Yours is better than mine, in fact.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so much going on right now.
I know.
Where is he going? Right now.
Right now.
He's cracking up, falling off his chair.
Billy almost ended up on the floor.
I cracked myself up. I'm telling you, I think I'm the funniest person. Okay, right now, 617-931-1108. Were you at Kiss Concert? We want to hear from you. Were you at Memoir?
Yeah.
Saturday night?
I hope not.
Lisa Dunham sighting? Any stories you've got from the weekend or anything else, please give us a call. 617-931-1108. We'll put you on right now.
That's how I feel.
For right now.
My head is spinning right now on Maddie in the Morning.
Early morning. Come down to right now.
I said right now.
And Man right now, brought to you by Dunkin'. When it's getting heated, Boston, Dunkin' is keeping us calm, cold, and cold brewed with a $3 medium ice cold cold brew. And not just any cold brew, but one that's topped with brown sugar cold foam coolness. Try Dunkin's new brown sugar cream cold brew right now. $3 along with all medium cold brews. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms do apply. By the way, America runs on Dunkin'. I got to tell you, this show, the morning after Kiss concert, it's the show off the air that should be on the air.
Yeah.
But we just can't do that for legal reasons.
I like my job.
But Billy Costa here, Mikey V is here, and you worked at the club until 2 in the morning.
Yep.
And then went home, and something else happened.
Nothing else happened.
And he rolled right in this morning.
There you go. Yeah. There are so many things.
I'm worried about Lisa's son. Yes. He woke up in the wrong bedroom.
Don't you not bring Max Denneman into this. You are the real person to be worried about. Leave my Max alone.
Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff going on down there.
If Max is listening, he has a big supporter.
That's my guy. I love Max.
He's definitely still asleep.
There was a Max Denneman incident this morning with Lisa very early this morning. We'll get to that later in the show. We're going to try to get Max on the phone.
Oh, I found him.
Hey, it's Max Donovan. You're listening to Maddie in the Morning Show on Kiss 108.
I want to talk to Max. I want to get to the bottom of what really happened.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. When we get him, I'm going to play the parent. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. That's a scary thought. Mikey playing the parent, huh?
Oh, no. Just leave Max alone, okay?
Oh, my God.
The more responsible one here is Max out of the two of you.
And now Frankie V just joined the studio. Step up to the mic, Frankie.
Good morning, team. Good morning.
V Bros, you guys have a lot of fun in here.
Yeah, you can move here anytime from San Diego. We have a lot of fun here. So let me get this straight, Frankie. You're now here to do your San Diego show, but here in this building.
Yeah, for a few hours, and I got to fly back to the West.
All right. And just so you know, Tiffany's been in the car for 4 hours driving home to Cincinnati. I can't believe that story.
I can't believe that story either.
All right. We've got a couple of talkbacks.
Yes, we do. Those of you that like to join the show but don't want to call in, we do have a little talkback mic on the app. It's 30 seconds. You can record. In the name of Justin, because Justin's not here. He loves them. So please let us know if you went to Kiss concert, what you did this weekend. We all had crazy weekends. And join the show. And I have a few, so let's start off. We actually have someone that's going to New Kids.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited. My son got me tickets for the New Kids on the Block concert on the 16th. So it's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see all of your listeners there as well. Have a great day.
All right.
And you're the opening act, right?
Well, who knows? We'll see.
He was singing earlier. Right?
No, he is the sixth new kid.
Yeah.
I could see Billy being in a boy band.
Totally.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been in a boy band. That would have been awesome.
Could you dance a lot? Are you a good dancer?
I was a good dancer in high school. I gotta be honest with you.
I could see Billy being a guy in a boy band.
She mentioned the new kids that were giving away tickets as part of our best summer ever. We actually gave away a pair earlier this morning. And at 8:10 this morning, we'll continue the giveaways, only this time we'll have tickets to see Shawn Mendes.
Yes, sir.
And there's a grand prize with an incredible Shawn Mendes experience. So we'll get to that. You have another talk back, Winnie?
I do. So we had someone that went to the Kiss concert, and they really enjoyed Charlie Puth.
You guys looked amazing last night, but my favorite performance had to be Charlie Puth. With that striptease.
Ooh.
Best concert I've ever been to.
See that? Yeah, Charlie lifted his tank off.
He did get, at least you saw that. He had a moment where he was like, about to take his shirt
off. It was
kind
of like a little belly shirt.
It was a little mid-drifty.
Yep.
Mid-drifty.
Yeah, he was, though.
He was feeling fantastic.
Wait a minute. I sat there with Charlie. He was in a crop top?
No, he was in like a tank top, and then he kind of pulled it up and showed everybody his
waistline.
His waist.
His what?
His waist.
Oh, okay. You have one more, Winnie?
I do have one more.
Just want to say, Kiss concert was absolutely crazy last night. Shout out Charlie Puth. Shout out the Chainsmokers. Ava Max was fire. Just wanted to say, Billy has the most unreal drip.
Drip?
Yeah.
That means like a good look. Okay, you have to stop, Billy. It means, Billy, it means you're like, it means you got good fashion.
What do you think? It's an STD?
No.
What?
Sounded weird. I'm like, Billy's got the drip.
It did sound a little weird.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's very common
it's,
phrase.
It's, so, it's complimentary.
You're drippy.
Yeah. And Lisa, you had a term last night that I had never heard before. Is it a style hack?
A style hack. Well, anything can be a hack, yeah. So yeah. I had a little style hack in my outfit.
Her outfit was amazing. Your outfit fitted like the nice warm weather,
well,
airy.
It was so hot that it was definitely airy. But the skirt was really long, like down to my ankles, and I had it cut to make it into
you cut it yourself?
Into a mini skirt. No, or I had a tailor do it.
She has people. Let's go to Isabel on line one. Good morning, Isabel. You were at the show yesterday?
Yes, I was.
So how'd you like it?
I saw all you guys. It was amazing.
Is that it?
Who'd you go with?
No, it was I went with my boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
He's actually called into the show before. He was the Trayvon Green guy. And you just played our talk backs back to back, which I thought was funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Cool. What do you mean he was the Draymond Green guy?
Like 3 weeks ago when we were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's the one that he called you and
talked about him.
Was talking about how Trey Green was talking trash.
I remember him. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the show yesterday?
Oh, of course it was Charlie Puth.
Everybody's saying that. I mean, he is such a good performer.
Yeah,
he really is. He's so talented.
But you know what else comes out with Charlie Puth is he's a really nice guy.
He really is.
You know? Oh. And he takes nothing for granted. Well, thank you for coming to the show, Isabel, and please keep listening.
Of course. I listen every morning.
Oh, good. And say hi to your boyfriend.
I will.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
I know. It's like she was like under the covers.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going back to sleep now.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a lot of people
it's
under the covers.
It's that time of day. Yeah,
morning.
People are under the covers. Yeah. Let's go to Melissa, line three. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. So my 16-year-old daughter yesterday surprised me with tickets to the concert last night.
That's amazing. I love that.
Nice.
Yeah, usually it's mom gets tickets.
Yeah, the other way around.
Yeah. So did you go with her?
I was very surprised. It was a last-minute thing at like 1:30. She was supposed to be going to the mall with her friends, and then she's like, hey, do you want to go to Kiss concert? And she showed me the tickets on the thing, and she paid for parking and everything.
You know, you should be so flattered as a mom, you know, that your 16-year-old would think
kid.
To go to the show with
super
you.
Super sweet, but Melissa, I think she just needed a ride to the show.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Either that or...
Next week, I'm taking her to 5 Seconds of Summer, and I'm taking her to Harry Styles. So,
there's
a whole concert lineup that she wants to go to. So
does she just not have many friends? Or
really?
No, I'm kidding. Melissa, she loves her mom.
And that's a good thing.
Yes, she does. After having 3 boys, and she's the only girl, so yes.
Oh, that's
nice.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are the boys, Melissa?
26, 20, and almost 19.
Oh, she has a lot of bodyguards her whole life. Guys are looking out for her.
They're going to take care of little sis. Well, thank you for calling in, Melissa, and thank you for coming to the show.
Day.
All right. And, let's go to Joan. Joan, you went to Mikey V's after party?
No, Billy.
Silly Billy.
It's Joan.
Winnie.
Hi, Joan.
Winnie.
Who's Joan?
Hi, how do you forget, Joan? You gave her $20.
You did? You were handing out.
In the parking lot.
Joan, I need to speak to you because, Joan, from what I hear is Billy gave everybody that works at Kiss 108 $100.
Oh, no, this is
gave you $20.
Yeah.
I didn't get a dollar yet, so.
Oh, I know. We ran into Joan.
At the slots.
And she was a big listener.
Can you believe that?
And I slipped her $20 at the slots.
Did you win anything on the $20?
I did not win anything, but I got my money back that I left in the machine when I ran.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. She left the machine and forgot to cash out.
Yep, and so you found everything. That's good.
Yeah. Now,
got it all back.
Yeah. Can I ask you something, Joan, and be perfectly honest, okay? So I gave you 20 to put in the slot machine. Let's say, hypothetically, you did hit big. Would you have contacted me and shared the winnings?
Of course I
would have. I don't know if I would have shared it with you, but I definitely would have called in again.
She would have called to let you know, hey, I hit it big. Yeah. Go pound sand.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Vegas to double down.
Exactly. Well, Joan, Winnie, my friend Nicole, I had to say hello for Nicole, Howie's wife.
Oh, hello. Oh, Nicole's...
Worked with your dad.
Nicole's husband, Howie, works with my dad up at Dable Electric in Wellington. Yeah.
I thought your dad was a bookie.
No, my dad
he wasn't a bookie.
No, my dad's not a bookie.
Silly. No, isn't he an electric?
He's a project manager for an electrical company.
All
yeah.
bookies say that. I'm a project manager.
If he's a bookie, he's doing it wrong. Okay.
Thank you, Joan. Great meeting you at Encore.
All right, you guys, take care.
You too. Let's go to Tasha. So
I don't really remember much from that night.
I was the only sober. I was most sober.
Billy was now secretly plying me with drinks. Yeah. I have no idea. He's doing the switch. He keeps switching them out.
Lisa had a bottomless Cosmo.
I know.
You had to see her eyes. She's like, what?
Another one?
And what's strange is she was straight at the slot machine and lost her shirt. And then went to the blackjack table, hammered, and won. She's going, what?
I doubled my money.
What do I do? Oh, tap on the table.
She didn't know what hand signal she was doing.
All right, let's go to Tasha. We were talking earlier about the fact that it's the last day of school at Boston Public Schools, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You can win on a Monday and that's it. And yet, Tasha, you're in Brockton. You're a teacher. And how long is your school year?
Until June
30th. Wow.
That's the latest you can go, right?
That's the latest. That's it. So looking forward to starting my summer on July 1st.
Wow.
So why so late in Brockton?
Well, we had three crazy windy days in October where half the city had no electricity.
Oh, right.
And then I think then there was like a COVID day. And I can't even remember. The winter was such a blur. Maybe a snow day or something. But it all some schools are getting out tomorrow. Some in Brockton, and then just each school's different. So now, the 30th is the last day.
Do you guys accomplish anything in these last couple of days?
I know.
Of course we do.
Come on, Tasha.
Usually they watch a movie. Usually it's like a movie day.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
no,
like what?
No movie.
No movies?
No.
Okay.
Tasha, be honest. What's the movie today? Is it E.T.?
It's what you did over the weekend.
Wait, Tasha, when school starts? Almost 8 o'clock.
She's having a smoke.
She's having a smoke in the parking lot.
She's in the classroom right now. Wait, Billy, they're watching the movie as we speak.
We always had that when I went to grade school. You always had the teacher who always left and went to get a drink at the bar across the street, and it opened the door so the other teacher could watch the class.
Came back, hair is disheveled. By the way, I went to Stonehill, which is like right next to Brockton, or half of Brockton.
That's right, down the street.
There you go.
Well, Tasha, think about this. Your summer will start July 1st. You have any big plans?
Well, my boys are already started their summer vacation, so I'm going to swing it and just relax and sit on the beach and hopefully do a concert or two.
There you go. Well, don't forget, we've got the best summer ever going on here at Kiss 108, so keep listening. Because we're giving away tickets literally
Maybe have a few extra tickets for a teacher. That would be nice.
Okay. It's not just a giveaway.
It's our free for all.
You get it, Tasha. You listen, and you could win. Tasha, have a great summer.
I have one more talk back.
Okay, and then I've got one more call who was at the concert last night.
What do you want to do? Which one?
Let's go to the concert. Yeah. Allie.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, great time last night. I want to say, Mikey V, you did a great job keeping the crowd going for sure.
There you go.
Wait. Funny
We're
story.
All so excited.
Allie, if you were listening, there's one point. So the DJ, is Billy's nephew. And I said on the mic, I was like, when this beat drops, everybody go nuts. The whole system turned off. As the beat dropped. Allie, did
an awesome job. We went crazy.
Who'd you go with, Allie?
I brought my best friend, Jordan, and I actually got the tickets from you guys. I won them on the radio.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Who was your Winnie? I messaged you last night on TikTok. I don't know if you remember. I was trying to meet you guys so bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I was already in bed. I felt bad. I was because I had seen it as I got home, and they were still waiting to leave the parking lot. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm home. But wherever you go, if you're around the city in the weekend or whatever, let me know. I'll come pop up, and we can take a pic.
Winnie charges for that, though.
Awesome. I don't charge unless you're Mikey V.
You know where she's going with this. She wants to give out her Instagram right now.
Oh,
right?
No, I don't. But I mean, I was not going to do
that
at all.
Who are you kidding?
But if anyone wants a picture with me at any time on the weekend I'm around in Winnie's World, just DM me.
What, you're going to drive around looking for pictures? Like, hey, what street are you on? I'll come by now and get a picture.
Like it, actually.
What the hell was that?
She's blocking out 3 hours a weekend.
Okay, gas is expensive, so if you're in like the South Shore area around Boston, I'll
so
do that.
You're going to drive to meet people to take a picture.
No, I was just trying. It's just called customer service, Bill. Yeah. Okay.
She's out meeting everybody. I like that.
It's the picture tour.
I'm the people's people.
It's PR.
All right. Allie, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to the show yesterday. You want to throw that talk back
in? I do, yes, okay. Of course.
I went to Kiss concert last night. It was absolutely amazing. Lisa, you look stunning. Winnie, you were gorgeous. Thanks for chucking that hat off the stage. And Billy Costa, you looked handsome.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.